Hello and a warm welcome to this week's New Wave Heroes. And in this week's show, we've got music from The Jam, OMD, Bad Manners, Altered Images, Strawberry Switchblade, and a whole lot more. Our classic album this week is Blondie's Parallel Lines, and I'll be reading some readers' letters from a 1980s Smash Hits magazine. Let's get into it.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Start to the show, Transvision Vamp and Tell That Girl to Shut Up, and that was released in 1988 as the second single from their debut album Pop Art. Did you buy that? Now that's a cover of the original from American artist Holly and the Italians from 1979, and I didn't know that till I started researching the show. Now is it me or were girl singers much edgier in the 80s? Here's some very early Human League.
Only the best music.
Fights with the city lights.
Was the Teardrop Explodes and Reward from the album Kilimanjaro. Now I saw them live when they were touring that album, and that was one of the best gigs I ever went to. That band was as tight as a camel's bottom in a sandstorm, and I had to clean that one up a little bit. And before that, Only After Dark from the Human League, and that was from their second album Travelogue. It's actually a cover of Mick Ronson's original. You know, the Mick Ronson of Bowie's Spiders from Mars fame. Shortly after the Travelogue album came out, two of the original band, Martin Ware and Ian Craig Marsh, said, "We've had enough, mate. You can stick it." And they left. Off they went and formed Heaven 17. And that left the remaining members to go on and record the triple platinum selling album Dare, probably one of the best pop albums ever. Here's The Jam with another cover song. Goes The Jam and David Watts, and that was originally a Kinks song, but this time around sung by bassist Bruce Foxton. It's from the album All Mod Cons, and that album will definitely be in my classic album feature at some point in the future. Here's another mod song.
Great music, great memories.
Standing in the shadows. She don't care.
You haven't heard that one for a while. Secret Affair and Time for Action. And if you go to an old-fashioned record shop, if you can find one, that is, that band would be in the mod revival category, and a great band they are too. Now here's a jaunty little pop number whose review by the Melody Maker at the time said this: I don't know whether it's out of insecurity, but she just strings together a lot of lyrical cliches that I think are completely impotent and meaningless. Musically, I don't see it as much of a progression. How rude was that?
Yeah.
that string of lyrical cliches was Altered Images, and the track was called Don't Talk to Me About Love. Melody Maker were talking rubbish because it was a top 10 in the UK and various places around the world. And their flame burnt bright for a few years, but that was the last top 10 single from them. Fronted by Claire Grogan, who was discovered whilst working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. See what I did there? But it's true though. She was spotted by a film producer and offered the role in Gregory's Girl. Mostly filmed in profile due to a deep scar she got just 3 months earlier whilst trying to escape a bar fight in Glasgow. Who would have thought it, eh? Now still to come on the show, our fun look at some readers' letters from the music press back in the day and our classic album feature. Here's the first two tracks from this week's Twin Spin from OMD, 39 Years Apart.
Feeling that can never fade, and it's calling on me.
2 from OMD there. First you heard Secret from 1985, and that was released as the second single from their album Crush. Paul Humphries sings lead vocals on that one, and that became their second US Billboard Hot 100 entry, peaking at number 63. It also made number 34 on the UK charts. Not high enough in my opinion. Some reviews at the time said this. Number One magazine described it as a pretty song and Maneuver's cutest single for many a moon. In America, the music trade magazine The Gavin Report dubbed it the strongest OMD track since the tragically overlooked Souvenir, and the Altus Times, never heard of it, noted the song's smooth combination of airy vocals and catchy hooks. Well, you can't argue with that. And the track you just heard was another slice of pop genius from OMD, and that was called Don't Go, and that's the song first released as a digital single on the 20th of August 2019, ahead of the release of the Souvenir Anthology album. And the track was later included on the Bauhaus Staircase album, released in October 2023. And if you haven't heard that album, give your ears a treat. Remember watching this on a Thursday night?
The soundtrack to our lives.
The Rosillos and Top of the Pops, and that's from their first studio album released in 1978 called Can't Stand the Rosillos, and that's considered a classic album of the first wave of British punk. Well, that's what the internet says, but the group split up 4 months after its release following an internal argument about their future direction. Well, if you've ever been in a band like I have, you'll get that. It's really hard to keep a band together. After the Rizzillo split, the band's guitarist and principal songwriter, Joe Callis, briefly joined a couple of unsuccessful Edinburgh post-punk groups before being invited to join the Human League. He went on to co-write some of the Human League's best songs during their most successful period, including their biggest worldwide hit, Don't You Want Me? Don't worry, I'm not going to play it, but I do wish I had a pound for every time I'd heard it. The Rizzillo's vocalists, Eugene Reynolds and Faye Fife, formed the Revillos, a group with an ever-changing lineup that continued where the Rizzillos left off. It's all very confusing. Anyway, here's the sound of the Suburbs from the members. And Sound of the Suburbs. It's all such a long time ago now. The thoughts of yesterday, hey?
You had to stay, and as we see.
And that's what I call a one-hit wonder, Since Yesterday by Strawberry Switchblade. What a great name for a band. They released a couple of tracks, got on top of the pops, and then they split up. It was all over in a flash. A shame really, and probably never reached their full potential. Right, so this week's reader's letters are from Smash Hits magazine, 3rd of June, 1980. Dear editor, I quite agree with Rob Jones of Radio Luxembourg when he said that Blondie will fade out in the 80s and be replaced with the Pretenders. I used to be a Blondie fan until they started turning out the rubbish they have been giving us in the past year. What with Sunday Girl, Union City Blue, and the 100% rubbish Dreamin', they've had it. And that's from a Pretenders fan, Totnes Devon. Dear editor, this is to complain about those prattish posers called mods. Mods cannot be mods, because mods are a thing of the past. It's like saying, hello, I'm a Victorian. And that's from Jess, Gravesend, Kent. Dear editor, I refer to a recent comment by Red Star on Lena Martell. There's nothing wrong with her. That stick of dynamite wouldn't cure. I don't mind Mr. Star criticising the degenerate and disgusting punk groups. At least he knows what he's talking about. But Lena is a sensitive and talented lady. Her lovely song, One Day at a Time, has true meaning and depth to it, proved by its long stay at number one. I'm sure there are many people who agree. A message of peace and Christian love is so much better than the violence offered by so many modern groups. Please print this letter. It's time a different point of view was expressed. And that's from Ross, Henley-on-Thames, Oxon. Dear editor, how can you possibly give the Shakin' Stevens album a mere 5 out of 10? You criticised it for having nothing modern added and for sounding like a museum piece. What's wrong with real rock and roll? If anyone wants to tear it to pieces for being out of date, then my advice to them is to go and buy some modern rock and roll by groups like Shwoddy Woddy and Darts, Plastic Rockers. Leave the real stuff to us Teds and Rockers. We know what we're talking about. And that was written by a Steam Village Teddy girl. Dear editor, I'm an Eagles fanatic and have all their albums. I think they are the best worldwide group. All this mod, punk, Pretenders, Clash rubbish should be thrown as far as it can go. I can't see what people see in such grot as this. If they listen to the Hotel California album, I think they'd swap over right away to better music. And that was from Nicholas and Difford. Dear editor, I think that if Ron Mayall of Sparks shaved off his moustache, parted his hair in the middle, pulled his face widthways so it was rounder, put on another 2 stone, cut 2 inches off his hair and changed the colour of his eyes, then he'd look exactly like his brother Russell, wouldn't he? And that's from a Sparks fan. So there's just a few readers' letters from Smash Hits magazine, 3rd of June 1980. Here's Bad Manners.
Spend all my money on you. Every-
was Bad Manners and Special Brew. Right, this week's classic album is Blondie's Parallel Lines from 1978. And that was Blondie's third album and their follow-up to Plastic Letters. Six of the 12 tracks were hit singles. Picture This, I'm Gonna Love You Too, Hanging on the Telephone, Heart of Glass, Sunday Girl, and One Way or Another. I'm going to play two tracks from the album. First, Pretty Baby, which could have easily been a seventh single, I reckon.
Classic albums.
Stars live in the evening. But the very young need the sun.
Baby from Blondie's Parallel Lines. Legend says that it was a difficult album to produce, allegedly a combination of poor musicianship, unfinished songs, drugs, and a clash of personalities between the band and producer. In the year 2000, Parallel Lines was voted number 57 in the book All-Time Top 1000 Albums. 3 years later, it was ranked at number 140 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. It's on numerous other lists, always getting in the top 100 albums of all time. In 2024, Parallel Lines was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. So if ever there was a classic album, Parallel Lines has earned its place.
Classic albums.
Like he's in another world, running.
Blondie and Sunday Girl, another huge single off the album. And that brings us to the end of another New Wave Heroes. Thank you for listening. I'll leave you with A Flock of Seagulls, a hugely underrated band from the early 80s, remembered for a silly haircut. Have a great week ahead. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.